各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello everyone, welcome to American Cafe. On today's American Cafe, we're going to visit my home state, West Virginia.
Yay!
Yay!
说起西维吉尼亚，我们知道西维吉尼亚是以风景优美、民风淳朴而著称，是一个旅游的好地方。
Exactly. In fact, Yang Chen, I recently went there on a visit.I went to an arts and crafts festival in a town called Renick, and there I met a woman named Jeannie.
Arts and crafts 就是工艺美术的意思。那么 Jeannie 从事的是哪一种工艺美术呢？
Well, when I met Jeannie, she was sitting at an old-fashioned spinning wheel, spinning wool.
Wow, 她会纺毛线。那她还会做什么呢？我觉得纺毛线似乎还不能算是工艺美术哈。
Well, you're right. But Jeannie not only spins the wool, she is involved in an amazing process that begins with raising sheep and ends with a piece of art that you can wear. Jeannie from West Virginia.
My name is Jeannie, and I'm from Renick, West Virginia. I grew up outside of Pittsburgh, but I've lived here for over 30 years now.
Jody, 我记得你好像说过你小时候也在匹兹堡附近住过。
Yeah, you have a great memory. I grew up outside of Pittsburgh just like Jeannie. It is such a small world. Now, back to Jeannie.
And I had for years a farm with a little flock of Cotswold sheep.And so that's what I'm spinning today. It's kind of coarse wool compared to some, but it's very easy spinning.
Jeannie 刚才说的 Cotswold sheep 是什么呢？
Oh, Cotswold sheep. Well, Yangchen, that's simply a type of sheep. But that's not the important part. The important part is that the wool is very coarse, and therefore it's easy to spin.
Oh, 它这种羊毛比较粗。因为粗呢，所以就比较容易纺成毛线。
Right. Coarse is spelled C-O-A-R-S-E.
纺毛线一定很难吧？
Well, let's hear Jeannie explain.
Oh, man. Well, you're taking raw wool and you're putting a twist in it in order to get it to hold together to make yarn, which you then can make into hats or sweaters or blankets or whatever.
Jeannie 真是了不起哈。他从剪羊毛到纺毛线，然后织成毛衣或者是帽子、毯子，他全都一手包办了。
She's amazing. She does everything. Well, almost everything. In our conversation, she said she doesn't wash the wool because it's too difficult. But in her case, she begins by cutting the wool off the backs of the sheep with scissors.
Okay, in my case, it came off the sheep with scissors. And the sheep stand up like little dogs, and I cut the wool off of their backs. And it's a big job. And then it's very dirty, so you need to wash it. And after washing, it needs to be combed or carded, so it's easily spun.
Oh, 那羊毛剪下来以后不仅要清洗，他说还要 comb.
Right, comb, C-O-M-B.
就像是梳头发那样啊。
Right, to comb your hair. She cuts the wool, sends it to someone else to wash it, combs the wool, spins the wool into yarn, and then knits the yarn into hats, sweaters, or blankets. It's amazing.
看来除了清洗羊毛这一道程序，其他全是她自己做的。哇，那这程序这么复杂，什么时候才能变成一件羊毛衫穿在我身上呢？
That's a good question. I asked Jeannie the same thing.
Well, it takes many, many hours. I'd say a hat probably takes 6 hours. A sweater, I think, takes 30 or 40 hours.
你想想，一件毛衣需要30到40个小时才能完成。如果是我的话，我看我一定没有这种耐心。
But you know, I think that Jeannie really loves the process, not really the product.
I love the process of taking a raw thing, like a dirty sheep, and raising the babies, and then ending up with incredible works of art.
Jeannie, she's wonderful. I just love her. Thanks for joining us on American Cafe.
谢谢大家收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次节目再见。